Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8.35, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Yeah, we're going to find out later today the details for the All-Ireland football semi-finals, which will be played on Saturday and Sunday week. Yesterday, Kerry beat Derry 15 points to 10, so they set up a clash with Armagh. And Donegal got the better of Louth, and they'll now face Galway. Eamon Fitzmaurice joins me on the line. We've missed you over the last few weeks, Eamon, with all these draws. It's good to have you back again.
Morning, Darren. Yeah, no, you'd bigger fish to fry with the Uachtar on the last couple of weeks. That was fine.
Don't say that. I think you must be one of the happiest alive this morning, Kerry supporters, because with Dublin gone, it's opened up for you now. Sure, there's no stopping you.
Yeah, if only it were as simple as that, Darren. Yeah, no, obviously, look, from the Kerry perspective, delighted to be into the All-Ireland semi-final and... navigated a tricky tie yesterday. It wasn't an easy watch, or it wasn't one for the purists. But from a Kerry perspective, it was a case of job done, and they're into the last four now, and we'll still feel they've plenty to work on and improve on facing into that Armagh semi-final.
Yeah, what about Galway's win against Dublin? I think that's probably the standout result from the weekend, and certainly the best game of the weekend as well, Eamon, which we're going to get to in a moment. Is this end of an era for Dublin, do you think?
You'd wonder, Darren. I mean, a lot of us thought that possibly... last year, after the All-Ireland final last year, that a share of the older players, the lads on the nine medals, that they might sail off into the sunset, but they kept going. They were still enjoying it as much. It did have that feeling, and even the feeling around Dublin yesterday was that there are a share of them to going to step away. You'd feel that the class of 93, we'll say the lads that were born in 93, Brian Fenton, Kieran Kilkenny, John Small, Paul Mannion, Jack McCaffrey, that they could all still continue if they want to the levels that they're playing at, but whether they will or not, it's another thing. It's remarkable that crew playing together. It was the first championship game they've ever lost together on Saturday evening. So goes to show the levels of consistency that they've had over the last decade and more. But if they do decide to step away, some of those players, they were fantastic servants all together, and they were great, great players, some of the best that we've ever seen.
Yeah, remarkable run of games. What impressed you most about Galway?
I think just their resilience and their defiance more so than anything. Darren, I made the point to my column in the Examiner this morning that they reminded me in many ways of Paul McGrath, the Giant Stadium 30 years ago against Italy, where they just weren't going to be beaten. They were just defiant. I think they had a load of players that played well, and even when they had injuries to the likes of Sean Kelly and Shane Welch had to go off in the end as well. They were led brilliantly, but I thought Killian McDade was just standout. He was absolutely outstanding. He started well, but as the game went on, and particularly in the second half, he was just at another level. And when he's playing at that level, similar to the level he was playing at 2 years ago when Galway were so close in the All-Ireland final, Galway were just a different team with him playing like that.
Eamon, the four games at the weekend, All-Ireland quarterfinals, and unfortunately, three of them weren't the best of spectacles. How does that make you feel as a proud football man?
It was disappointing. There's no point saying otherwise. Darren, I was at all the games over the weekend, and obviously the Dublin-Galway game was standout, and there was loads of good football, and it was a really competitive game, I suppose, is what stood out from it. The Kerry-Derry game yesterday was a grim watch, and that was what the talk was after the game. That won't bother the Kerry players or management. They just wanted to get into an All-Ireland semi-final, and they felt that was the way they had to deal with the way that Derry set up. But in general, it was probably a disappointing weekend football-wise, which is a hard thing to say, because on Friday I was really looking forward to the games. I felt that we were going to get a great weekend of football, and it's kind of like that at the moment, that if you attend four games, you have a good chance of getting one very good game, maybe two, and then the other two mightn't be so good. So we look forward to we're eternal optimists, Darren, so we look forward to the semi-finals weekend now, and hopefully we'll get two crackers there.
Yeah, let's hope so. Eamon, thanks for joining us here again on Morning Ireland, and great to have you back as well. Elsewhere in soccer, England and Spain reached the quarterfinals of the European Championships. England came from behind to beat Slovakia 2-1 after extra time. to be honest, they looked down and out, closing in at the end of the 90 minutes of that one. But then Jude Bellingham popped up with an equaliser in injury time, a brilliant overhead kick. And do you know what? I have to say, a fine player, and he's picked his moment to light up the tournament as well. Goes to extra time, they get another goal, and Harry Kane, and they are through. Spain also came from behind, 4-1 winners though against Georgia. Spain will now meet Germany, and England will play Switzerland in the last eight. Rashid Adeleke broke the Irish 100 metre record at the 123.ie National Championships at Morton Stadium. She ran it in a time of 11.13 seconds, beating Sarah Lavin into second place. We heard from Rashid earlier in the show, but now let's hear from another young lady who had her own special moment. Sophie O'Sullivan won the 1500 metres, and her mum Sonia, Irish legend, left the RTÉ studio on trackside to present her daughter with her gold medal. And my favourite picture from all the great pictures of the weekend is a beautiful moment, a photo on the front of the Indo by Sam Barnes, and it just captures that joy and emotion as Sonia hands over the medal to Sophie. But let's hear how she did it.
Sophie O'Sullivan straining victory, and she will go to the Olympic Games as a national champion. Sophie O'Sullivan, like her mother, a national champion. 4 minutes, 20 seconds, just over that. She was second last year to Sarah Healy in one of the races of the championships, and there she is, the national senior women's 1500 metres champion, S. O'Sullivan. That's happened before.
Sophie, congratulations, national title. You've had a bit of an up and down year, so it must be nice to come back and get the win.
It's always great to race here, and it's unreal the amount of people come out here today and also yesterday. Even the heats, like, it was so busy, and it's great, and the family here and everything, it's fantastic.
Well, your mum's obviously in studio there, so she'll analyse your performance. But yourself, how do you feel it went today?
It was good. I feel like, I don't know, I just kind of went off myself in the lead, so then I was just kind of a waiting game to wait until someone kind of came up on the shoulder, sort of picking up as I went along, but I wasn't really picking it up. I was just kind of going the same pace. It's hard to tell when you're kind of just fighting, not want to push it.
You got the job done, and it's now on to Paris.
Yeah, exciting.
There you go. And Sonia, it was interesting watching her analyse her own daughter. But and Sonia's a tough taskmaster, mm-hmm. but she got the thumbs up anyway. So I think that would be a good household to be in last night. In the horse racing, Los Angeles claimed the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby for trainer Aidan O'Brien and jockey Rymer. Brilliant 16th Derby win there for Aidan. Tom McKibben just missed out on a second DP World Tour title, lost a playoff to Marcel Siem at the Italian Open. Lauren Walsh also had a great weekend. She led the Swiss Ladies Open at one stage but had to settle for third place. Patrick Harrington tied 11th at the US Senior Open, and Darren Clark was back in a share of 45th. Finally, George Russell won the Austrian Grand Prix.